listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Kids 7 to 12 years old can take their football game to the next level this summer at the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp during this three-day camp in June at First Energy Stadium. Kids will work with top high school coaches and interact with the new Browns rookies. Register now at clevelandbrowns.com. Hurry, because space is limited. All right, earlier in the show, Nathan Zagura and I had a chance to sit down with Joe Hayden. He of the new five-year contract extension had a news conference a little earlier today and then stepped right here into the CBD studio to talk with us. Let's give it a listen. First of all, Joe, congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So happy for you. Well-deserved. And as you've had a chance to kind of let this thing settle into you, what does it mean to have a deal that is going to keep you in a Browns jersey through 2019?
Man, it means a lot. And now I'm comfortable. I'm happy. And it's time to play. It's time to get out on the field and start making things happen.
Joe, want to say congratulations as well. Obviously, very excited to have you here for the long haul. And it is, as Vic said, very well deserved. When you sign a deal like this at this point in the offseason, you're sending a message. What's the message that you wanted to send to basically the guys in the locker room, everybody about the Cleveland Browns and the direction that you feel things are headed in?
It just means that I'm all in. You know, I'm all in, and it shows that the organization, if you do right by the Browns, and you go out there and you play well, and you're a Brown, you play like a Brown, then that's they reward their players. And I just want my teammates to know that, and just everybody know that the organization will take care of you.
Does it seem a little surreal when you woke up today? Were you just like, man?
I mean, I've been saying that ever since I took the pen in my hand. I just been like, this is still unbelievable.
You know, as we think about this too, it's not just that you sign something that is going to give you this longer term presence on this football team, security, whatever you want to talk about, but what's being reported in terms of numbers. I mean, a lot of folks had this debate, and Richard Sherman will tell you himself, he's the best corner in the league. Your contract, though, indicates that you're the top paid corner in the league. What's your thought with regard to that? Because obviously everybody's got their high opinion of themselves, but what sort of, I don't know if the word is, just the accountability, I guess, that goes with something like this to kind of back up what you've done, what you've gotten on paper?
Yeah, I mean, well, for me, I mean, a lot of people would think that you'd be happy or content, but for me, it's more of now I have so much more to prove. You know, I don't feel like I've peaked yet, so I mean, during this contract, I'm just going to try to let everyone know that I'm the number one corner in the league. And the whole thing is that, I mean, I got the contract, and now it's just time to get better and improve and then show it on the field.
I remember sitting with you last year when you had just gotten married and you were talking about the maturation and your lovely wife in studio with us right now. From that moment to this moment, going over the course of the year, having that kind of that bond, that kind of anchor, as you will, in your personal life, and now having that anchor in your professional life, how satisfying is that for you?
Man, it's honestly a dream come true, man. When you know that your whole job is to come out, you got your wife at home, you got your contract straight, your job is to be the best corner in the league. I mean, that's what your whole thing, when you wake up in the morning, that's what you strive to do. I mean, I have my priorities straight. God is one big important part in our life. I got my wife, my family, and now it's just time to ball. You know, it's just time to come out there and start winning games. And it's just unbelievable to have the thing I love to do is play football, and that's all I have to do.
That's right.
And Joe, you've been, since you got here in 2010, about giving back to this community. Mm-hmm. It's no different now that you have this new deal. Talk about one of the first things I know you're doing with part of this windfall.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to give a charitable donation to the Cleveland Food Bank, you know, just to give back meals to the people in the greater Cleveland area. You know, I mean, I really love giving back. I mean, I was trying to give tickets away and things like that, but I think this giving away food and meals would definitely be a bigger impact and help out a whole lot of families.
That's awesome.
And to help out a city like Cleveland, a city that you've really embraced, you're visible at all the sporting events, you've really embraced it, now signing this deal, it's going to keep you here through the year 2019. At the minimum, you know, making a statement like you are with the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, making a statement you want to be in Cleveland, this is a place you want to be, this is a place where you want to start a family, where you want to fulfill your professional dreams. How do you think that resonates with the younger players who just got drafted? A lot of them, Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel, we were talking about all the guys, the six picks, Pierre Desir also on the defensive side with you. How do you think that resonates with them and lets them makes them feel about coming here and starting their own journeys in Cleveland like you did a few years ago?
I think it shows it means a lot, man. It means a whole lot when you have one of the better players on the team that wants to be here, wants to play for this city, and wants to get involved. I mean, I think that they'll only start to really understand it when they start playing for the Browns, when they start walking around, when they start going out to eat around here, when they start going to the games, when they start having interaction with the fans and just show the love and the support that you really can get from these guys out here. And the thing that I wonder if I can only imagine once we start winning.
It's going to be insane.
We're getting the love, and I've won the most games I won is five games since I've been here for a season. And we can start, you know, going to the playoffs and get a championship, man. I mean, there'll be no better place to play ball.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I can't wait to see it happen with you being a focal point for that turnaround. Last year, this team went through a similar situation with Alex Mack, and we know how that ultimately turned out. Now with Ray Farmer in charge, how big of a role did he play in making sure that this got done when it got done, and what's kind of the relationship you see between the players now and the new general manager, Ray Farmer?
Man, we have a really, really good relationship, and the thing that Ray Farmer, that he wants to do is he feels like you keep the good guys around, you pay your guys, and it just makes people want to be here, and you keep your core tight. And that's the thing that I'm trying to show to the younger guys and to everybody coming in, is that if you do what you have to do, we start winning games. We don't want to get rid of people. We don't want to have just new guys coming in and playing for pennies or anything. If you do what you got to do, you perform at a high level, they'll take care of you. But then at the end of the day, we have to start winning games.
Browns cornerback Joe Haden joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Joe, this team with its first pick, a lot of people tend to forget this now, but its first draft pick last week picked a cornerback, and Justin Gilbert joins this team, highly regarded guy, and clearly the statement was made by Mike Pettine, a defensive-minded guy, that he wanted to make sure opposite you there is another guy he can rely on. Your impressions of Justin Gilbert, what did you know of him as a player through the collegiate ranks, and what have you known of him in the time you've been around him?
I met him probably 2 months ago during the offseason in Miami, and he seemed like a really, really good dude. And my little brother actually was a big fan of him coming out of school, and he sent me his highlight tape, and I watched it, and I just started following him. And then when I went out to the combine, I was watching him, and he was the most impressive corner out there. I really liked his game. I like the way that he can get the ball back to the offense. He's really good at making interceptions, and at the end of the day, he's a really good punt returner / kick returner. So once the ball gets in his hands, he knows how to take it back to the house. And I really like that. And he's explosive. He's tall, long. I mean, it's a lot of positives.
And Pierre Desir, who we got as well in the fourth round, also over 6'1", a big kid from Lindenwood, an amazing story, a journey that's gotten him to the NFL. Is it nice to get a couple guys, some bigger guys with you in that secondary? And how do you see this statement? Because it was a philosophical statement that was made by Farmer and Pettine on draft night that says, listen, we're going to lock people down in the passing game. You're not throwing the ball on the Cleveland Browns anymore.
I mean, that was solid. I mean, it just put so much more competition in our room, you know, in the DB room. When we have Whitner, we have Gibson, we have Poyer, Batamosi, and then we get these new corners in here, and along with Leon and Buster. I mean, it's a lot of talent in our room, and then it's just going to be so competitive, and I really like that because, you know, that's the way you bring out the best in people, and nobody's given anything. So when we're out there, I'm definitely going to still be grinding, just trying to get it, trying to make myself the best corner in the league, and I just want to lead by example and show these dudes the right way.
With regard to all the rookies, not just the guy I'm going to mention, Johnny Manziel, but all of them who are coming into the fold, you as a veteran player, you as a leader, have to kind of set a tone. And there's been a lot of the question about a guy who comes in as the megastar that Johnny Manziel has been at the collegiate level to now make that transition to the NFL and make that transition into an NFL locker room. How do you see that all kind of working out, Joe? And from your standpoint, and maybe from the standpoint of veteran players, how are you going to help the process along so that there is that balance between the star that he was in college and the guy who's got to prove himself in the NFL?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. We make it a little bit bigger than it is, because once Manziel gets into the locker room, he's another rookie. You know what I'm saying? And everybody kind of looks at him like that, because until the way you get respect from NFL locker rooms, because people are getting paid to take care of their families. It's no longer it's college and everybody's hype. I mean, if Johnny Manziel's not doing the thing, not doing his job, nobody would really be paying attention to him. So, I mean, you have to perform. And that's for every rookie. I mean, I came in and I was a highly touted, I was seventh pick overall, and I didn't start until week 8. You know, so once you get out there, it's all in how good you do on the field. If Manziel, he's going to come out there, he's going to have to grind because you're a rookie and that's just what you do.
Right.
You're not just going to get the spot. Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing I would say for them is just come in, work hard, grind. And I think that's what I've seen so far with Johnny. That's what I've seen from Justin. And the dudes just want to be a part of the team. And when you're in that locker room, you just got to work. And that's the way you're going to get respect.
So I've charted your career, and one of the things I noticed is that when you get your hands on the receiver in the first 5 yards, they don't do a whole lot against you. And you know Mike Pettine wants to play press man. Do you feel that this really steps right into your strengths? Because one touchdown in your whole career has been scored against you when you got your hands on the guy in the first 5 yards. That's it. Are you excited to be in this kind of defense where it's really going to showcase you and get you up and let you get physical at the line of scrimmage?
Yes, for sure. And that's one thing that he was always telling me. And the Jim O'Brien and them, they always saying, like, Joe, as much as you can, just press, just play press. And y'all don't have to tell me that anymore. Like that's the way I love to play, and it's gonna bring out my strengths, and I'll be able to definitely do good with that technique.
Joe, thank you so much again. Congratulations, so happy for you, and God bless you for helping out the Cleveland Food Bank as you have. And we look forward to many more fun conversations. Like you said, the good times ahead. All right, Joe Hayden joined us earlier in the show. We wanted to let you hear that again if you happen to miss it earlier. We're going to take more of your calls, by the way, too, at 216-578-0850. But want to tell you about OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Do it today. Much more ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, and Nathan Zagura. We want more of your calls at 216-578-0850. More of your tweets. And remember, add that hashtag mailbag when you tweet us at Browns_daily, kind of a new feature that we're introducing today. We're going to carry that out. Want to know about this. Grade the Browns draft. Give us your grade. What letter grade would you give the team for what it did so far? And we know these grades really should apply multiple years from now, but this is radio. We ask you now. We want this less than a week after the fact. And who is your favorite pick? Tell us that. And what area of the team outside of wide receiver do you think still needs to be addressed? Want all those questions answered as you interact with us. Vic and Nathan on ESPN 850 WKNR.